insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, welcome to another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you, and in this edition of the program, we'll have a look at the contents of Surah Al-Ankabut, or Chapter Spider, the 29th chapter of the Holy Quran. So let's listen to the 17th verse of this chapter.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
إنما تعبدون من دون الله أوثانا وتخلقون إفكا إن الذين تعبدون من دون الله لا يملكون لكم رزقا فابتغوا عند الله الرزق واعبدوه واشكروا له إليه ترجعون.
You only worship besides Allah idols, and you produce a falsehood. Indeed, those you worship besides Allah do not possess for you the power of provision. So seek from Allah provision and worship Him and be grateful to Him. To Him you will be returned.
So the verse says, إِنَّمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا. You worship idols besides Allah. So the previous verse talked about Prophet Abraham. Through this verse, Hazrat Ibrahim invited people to worship and obedience of Allah. And in this holy verse that we are to discuss together, he, ala nabiyyina wa alihi salam, negates the worship of other than Allah and counts it useless, while at the end of the verse, he emphasizes again on the worship of Allah. So it is really interesting. And it is really interesting that Abraham points to the reasons of nullification of idolatry and condemns their belief earnestly with different statements, each of which contains a separate reason. So at first he says, you worship idols besides Allah. إِنَّمَا تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ أَوْثَانًا. These idols are some statues with no soul. They have no will, they have no intellect, they have no sense, they have no understanding. So that their appearance is a clear evidence to the falseness of the belief of idolatry. That's how you people are stuck to these idols. You must be careful that the Arabic word awthan is the plural form of wathan, in the sense of some pieces of stone which idolaters carved and worshipped. So this is how important his job was. He actually reminded people of the fact that these are mere awthan and nothing else. After this, he goes further and he implicitly says that not only the circumstances of these idols show that they actually cannot be worshipped, but you also must know that you yourselves forge some falsehoods and put the name of the object of worship on them. How? Prophet says, وَتَخْلُقُونَ إِفْكَ. And you create a calumny. What kind of reason do they have for this great lie, except some fancies and superstitions? They don't have anything. And since the Arabic term And since the Arabic term تخلقون is derived from خلق, which sometimes is used with the meaning of to create and to make, and sometimes with the sense of to lie, some commentators have mentioned another commentary upon this sentence, which is different from which that was mentioned earlier. They said that the purpose is that you create these idols, these false idols, with your own hand, and you create them. Therefore, the word ifk means false objects of worship, and khalq means to grate and to create some stone and wooden idols. Anyway, Prophet Abraham then continues and refers to the third reason, which we'll refer to after the break. Let's have a little break and we will be back.
إليه ترجعون
So, brothers and sisters, Prophet Abraham is continuing his justifications and he's bringing his reasons and arguments for not actually worshiping the idols. So, he refers to the third reason. And he actually says, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ تَعْبُدُونَ مِن دُونِ اللَّهِ لَا يَمْلِكُونَ لَكُمْ رِزْقًا فَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقِ Verily those whom you worship besides Allah do not own for you any sustenance. Therefore, seek the sustenance from Allah. فَابْتَغُوا عِنْدَ اللَّهِ الرِّزْقِ وَاعْبُدُوهُ And worship only Him. وَاشْكُرُوا لَهُ Be grateful to Him. إِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ Unto him you shall be returned. And these are the exact words of Prophet Abraham to the people. He says that what you do is wrong because verily those whom you worship besides Allah do not own for you any sustenance. You yourselves accept that idols are not creators and the only creator is Allah. So the giver of sustenance is also Allah. Clear as that, simple as that. And the verse says, therefore seek the sustenance from Allah. And since He is the giver of sustenance, then worship and thank Him too. وَعْبُدُ اللَّهِ Worship only Him. وَشْكُرُوا لَهِ And be grateful to Him. In other words, one of the incentives of worship is usually thanksgiving unto the true benefactor. And you know that the true benefactor is Allah, and then thanks and worship is also specific to His pure essence. So the verse says, unto Him you shall be returned. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us in this episode. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Don't be saddened by what you see, by all the lies and treachery. Life is cruel, but don't worry. In your heart lies the key to unwind all the secrets. This life we see.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parsetoday.com. Until the next program, take care.
Things always worked for me. Worry ends when faith begins.